It is Free for All Friday. I'm so glad you're here. We take your calls every Free for All Friday. The number 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. It's the Common Sense Hotline, and it's your chance to weigh in every week. We do have a guest coming up in the next part of the program, so let's get to it with Ron in California. Ron, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful, Steve. It's so glad you got my call. Okay, I got the answers to a couple of things.
Number one,
what happened to Speaker Johnson. Same thing happened to him as the judges in Kerry Lake's little trials in Arizona. It's called silver or lead. And those cartels have their fingers in everything. There's so many bought-off politicians. But that's what it is. They threaten those people. They know where their whole family is. And, you know, you just see these changes. And the judge in Arizona even admitted that he had been threatening this, that, but he didn't recuse himself.
Yeah, Mike Johnson, man, he just went 180 degrees, didn't he? He just flipped. It's like they've got photographs of him doing, you know, unsavory things or, you know, some scandal from college or whatever it is. They've got something they hold over their heads, don't they?
They have photographs of all his wife, his children, all his relatives and everything.
Sure.
After they were threatened. Then here's a lightning one. I live out in Isla Vista by UCSD. And they have a little Hamas camp going here now. And I see all these people. They're just nuts. And I was like, well, it's like pulling covers. They're, like, identifying themselves as crazy. And the LGBTQ people, they're nuts. There's only two genders, and everybody with common sense knows it. And
of course.
I was like, oh, what a great career. People should be signing up for mental health services and stuff and start studying that crap, because they're not going to have any shortage of clients.
Now they're going to have lots of clients. You got that. Especially they get to start in California, Ron. It's an industry there. thanks for checking in from California. Sunny Cali today. Thank you, Ron, for bringing some sunshine to the conversation. We're going to go back to the middle. We're going back to the middle with Carrie in Arkansas. Carrie, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
I want to make it short and sweet. I've got two comments for you. Number one, with rhinos, who needs Democrats?
There.
And number two, Joe is nothing but a facade for the evil behind.
I agree with all of that, Carrie. Thank you for stopping in. Yeah, with rhinos like this, who needs Democrats? You know, the Democrats and the rhinos get together. Carrie, you're exactly right. Thank you for checking in. All right. We're going to bounce back out west.
Bye-bye.
Jake. How are you? In Idaho. Jake, how are you?
Oh, hey, Steve. Actually, it's Jason, but...
Okay, Jason. Sorry about that. Jason. It's not Jake from State Farm. It's Jason from Idaho. All right. How are you, Jason?
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm up early with an asthma attack, but I'm up early, and I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to say, between the TVs in my barn and my house... they run on a diet of 12 hours of RAV. I definitely appreciate the channel, and your show's a top-notch part of that.
Well,
and,
thank you.
Anyway, I've got... I was going to say there's... I've got... my first question for you is, have you ever, or do you think you ever would consider jumping into the political ring at all?
I was class president twice. So that, I'm 2-0 in my runs for office, undefeated currently. I have considered it. Jason, and I have an idea of where I would start. But if I do that, I can't do this. And therein lies the problem, because this is the one job they prevent you from having if you're running for. If I'm a plumber or a doctor or a lawyer, I can run for office, you don't have to quit your job. If you're broadcasting, they say, no, you can't be here. It's too political. So that creates a bit of a logjam for me, you know, because we like to pay the light bills here. And so if you lose your job, that's not so cool, right? Anyhow, Jason, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, and then just
real quick.
The last little bit, the icing on the cake. If Trump tapped you for vice president, would you change that?
Yeah, I'm in. If Trump, look, here's the thing, and I'll say this. And just so you're clear, not that I would want to work for Joe Biden, but if Joe Biden called and said, can you do this part for the administration? If the president of the United States calls, I have respect for the office, for the institution, I would work for the president. And of course, if Donald Trump called me to do anything, in any capacity in a new government, I would do it. He's obviously not going to ask me to be VP. It'd be fun if he did. But I would lend my services. I would leave here and take a pay cut, if that's what it took, to go serve my country in whatever capacity Donald Trump wanted. Yes, sir. The answer is yes. Thank you, Jason, for the question. Great question, by the way. Thank you for that. All right, one of my favorites. She's been calling around here and lurking for 14 years. Think about that. Jennifer from Michigan.
Well,
how are you, Jennifer?
You're worth waiting for.
Thank you.
I have. I saw you talk to Dr. Gina about Kristi Noem.
Yeah.
You're dead on. You are correct. That's part of the problem with women. They think with their emotions. It was my understanding that the dog that Kristi Noem shot was attacking livestock on a neighbor's farm also.
Correct.
That's why she came to the decision that she did. My other comment is, Steve, I hope that we can do something about these judges that sit in judgment and drag people and crucify people when they're not doing their job and betraying the office of the legal system. What this judge in New York is doing to Donald Trump is indescribable. This man is evil. He is not leading according to the letter of the law. And I'm fed up. We've got an awful lot of judges around here in the 2020 election with all the proof that came forward about the election being rigged. None of them would hear it. They all backed off or pish-poshed it. My only other comment is, I tell you, I'm 92 and I got more God balls on me than half of these rhinos have got up there in Washington. They are traitors to this country.
Yep. Jennifer, always on the mark. I appreciate it, Jennifer. Thank you.
I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Have a lovely day. There's Jennifer. Well, then, I assume that my good friends found that red button. They're in the office. One more. Sandra, Florida. How are you today? Sandra, how are you today? Oh, she dropped. All right. We're going to go. Let's get Paul in New Jersey.
How about me?
Before we hit the break. Paul, how are you?
How about Gerald?
Gerald, how are you? All right, Gerald. I'm getting messed up around
Steve?
Here. Gerald from South Dakota. I love
how
South Dakota. What's on the menu? Dogs. Yeah. Anyhow, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in the Black Hills for sure.
Best out country in the world.
You notice how we were, you bet. You notice how everything was border, border, border. And now all of a sudden it's college campuses. Now all of a sudden it's at the lab at Wuhan. I mean, how many more distractions do they want to throw at us before we figure out what exactly they're doing?
Well,
they
want
to stand on. They have nothing to run on.
Exactly. You're 100% right. Distract, 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 and then do whatever they do and send us bills for things that are 5,000 pages long so we can never even know what's being voted on. You're right about that as well?
Exactly.
Gerald, I love the Black Hills.
I like the idea. One proposal, one bill, one thing at a time.
Exactly.
Not all this stuff thrown in there where, well,
one bill, one vote. One up or down deal, that's it. Gerald, I got to run. I greatly appreciate it. I love the Black Hills, by the way. You know, I do love the Black Hills, Gerald. Thank you very much.
Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriot Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriot Relief. Use promo code Gruber at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.